You have 5 seconds. There you go. No, I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I wasn't born in October. Hey, I'm doing great. This is the biggest block party in America is going on right now in the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We are famous now for cruising the coast. We have 100,000. You know how small my area is, right? 100,000 people are here for this. Even people from the UK are here, and there are over 9,000 registered participants, cars, and a whole bunch more. And it is crazy. You cannot drive down there on the beach, but it is, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's very family organized. I mean, it's a program, lots of family participation. It's really on the problem I was telling you about. Yeah. You really, really mean it. I know. You really mean it. Are you freezing? I'm sorry. Okay. Got it. You know, I was on a, well, I wasn't going to say too much. I just wanted to remind people, under Obama, we saw a resurgence also of the new Black Panthers movement. And closely affiliated with that, we saw Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all of these things come up. And they all used the concept that Americans are in America are evil because slavery was here in our history. And, you know, this is always, to me, it's like whenever a liberal starts accusing you of something, that's what they're doing. And they never talk about slavery and Islam, which goes on today, right? that means they owe that means they own Dr. Fauci, because remember, he is science. He said, no, not mine. Dr. Fauci said he is science. And I said, oh, the UN owns. And they do. Yeah, that's so crazy. It was early. It was the League of Nations, and that was earlier. Well, yeah, I mean, there was starting a series on a little booklet about science in relationship to the faith of Christians. And it said, you know, in the past, this was considered, science was considered to be a study like philosophy and theology and sociology, because they were expecting to learn new things, that they didn't know everything. Science was not considered a tacked down hard thing. It was considered something that was studied and illuminated on over the course of time. Now they don't want to do that. It's like when you studied the disease, which has many names, but it, one of its code names is COVID-19. When you studied that, they began to learn new things about it. They began to see that as they claimed, well, it changed, and there were different things going on than what they thought. That is what science is. It is to see something. It's not a shut case. Well, the whole thing is, if you have a theorem or a theory, that is, you set about to test it. And like Usama said, you can't test the theory of evolution, but you can set up a theorem to test certain things, to see feedback. And they've never done that with recent studies and recent science and what we're being told. I'm sorry, that's not science. That's propaganda. That's deception. Yeah, go ahead. Hey, crazy. Well, I just thought how pitiful that they have to go to this level to try and be killing a woman over, I mean, what? We're going to nudity and all, I mean, I'm sorry. It just shows how ridiculous this is because you have to go to that extreme to try and make some point about morality and a scarf or a hijab. Okay? I'm sorry. I think you're right about that, so I'm not surprised from this guy. Okay, I didn't know that's the word you were saying. Ridiculous. Well, I had a couple of things I was going to share quickly. Well, thank you. That was very, very enlightening. Anyway, I just wanted to mention this because, as you know, he sent some material to share with Christian ministers who are in Uganda in Muslim areas. So this article, which was posted on Tuesday, October 4th, new cases of violent attacks by Islamic extremists against converts to Christ in Uganda continue to be reported. Last month, a father of four in Kilrio district was subjected to 40 lashes for leaving Islam, and a 52-year-old mother in neighboring Kibuku district was kicked and beaten with sticks until she sustained several injuries. So we're seeing that apparently, which is the good part, there are people coming to Christ more in the Ugandan area, but they are now getting a backlash more from the Muslim population, which is a minority population, but a significant one in Uganda. Another article quickly that I also have friends who are Christians from Nigeria, and we're seeing an escalation of persecution against Christians. And this one talks about Christians in Nigeria continue to die at the hands of Islamic terrorists. Five Christians, including a six-year-old woman, were killed in attacks in the plateau last Morningstar News reports. Tens of thousands of Christians have been murdered by Islamic terrorists since 2009 as rights groups continue to warn of a genocide taking place in Nigeria. So we need to know these things are going on and pray for our brothers and sisters around the world because, you know, God has a way to get our attention, and Christians are beginning to feel the pressure of what you call some types of discrimination against them. This isn't the type of persecution that others are experiencing, but that could be next. You know, we could see more against Christians. Yeah, well, you saw that you're exactly right, and that's why I try to encourage American Christians especially to pay attention to what's going on around the world because it is, I used to say, the canary in the coal mine. That used to be the way they knew if there was going to be an explosion in a coal mine. They had canaries in there because those birds would start to collapse and die if certain gases were in the coal mine, which meant there was going to be an explosion. That's what this warning is. for us in America. You need to wake up, because these things that are going on, Americans are not immune to this. In fact, many of the things that our current administration is doing are creating the perfect opportunity for there to be more directed persecution against Christians. I'm going to say, for one thing, Christians are being characterized as evil people who are judgmental, unloving, and constantly trying to force people to become Christian. All of those things are untrue. That is not what Christianity is. And so look around. You know, but a lot of the people in the Black community are waking up. But you know what is crazy, Usama? You know who promotes this stuff? It's the white media that claim to be telling the community about the worries that they have about how people are being mistreated and discriminated against because of their color. It's just, it's crazy. It's crazy. But anyway. We need to pray. We need to pray. Yeah. And help.
A clear book, a very clear revelation, easy to understand. But is this true? A Muslim or any reader who reads the Quran understand the truth about Farshid Air, the creation, the life of the Prophet, or even the life of people? Information about famous biblical characters, Adam, Abraham, Moses, David, Jonah, and even Noah. But this information is disconnected and fragmentary, contradicting the Bible and even contradicting itself. Many years ago, the Lord put on my heart to write the book about exposing the lies and the errors of the prophet. But then we have faced another problem. All current English translations are corrupted. The English translator who translated the Quran to the English language hides many of the errors and the mistakes of the Quran from the English world. Then we spent several years to produce an accurate, modern translation of the Quran. And with that complete, we then began the version and have now finished our latest project, exposing the truth about the Quran. In this powerful new two-volume set, you will discover one of the thorough and comprehensive critiques of the Quran available in print. First, all differences to important topics such as creation and the stories of the Prophet and throughout the Quran together in the place. Next, respected Muslim scholars as they seek to understand the confusing and contradictory passages. Then we demonstrate that Muslim scholars were forced to adopt the Quran and that they had to turn to the Bible for the true and authentic histories of these events in their
I just need to interrupt you for just a moment and apologize to those listeners on the radio broadcast because the sound on the intro that you were playing did not come through. It's okay, but I think there was an internet problem, so it sounded very choppy. Everything else is clear, but I apologize. We're going to be okay for this, though. And the previous part, just that little section. No. It doesn't. Yes. Debatable. What's a Christian? People who said they were. Yes. Yes, of course. There were people who wanted to be Christians. No, it doesn't. Yes. Yes. They have. No, it doesn't. Right. No, I just think this is good because a lot of Christians get challenged with these issues and don't know how to respond. So I hope this and be sharing it with others because it's very important for these criticisms that come up when you're talking with someone and they're trying to tell you the Bible says things that it doesn't. I'm here.
It astounds me that people who are going to buy a new stereo system or a new automobile or a refrigerator will spend a great deal of time reading the magazines, looking into the consumer reports, and selecting the very best one for the money. But when it comes to their eternal souls, they flippantly say, well, everybody has their own belief, you know. When I went to university, there would be people who would ask me, you're a Christian? Yes. Your parents were Christians? Yes. Ah, that explains it. You're a Christian because your parents were Christians. If they were Hindus or Muslims or Buddhists, that's what you'd be. But that's not really the question, you know. The question is, if I were able to line up all the belief systems in the world and prod them and poke them and turn them on and try them out, then what would I be? One day, a famous preacher in America, Harry Ironside, was preaching on the streets in Oakland, California. And as he preached, a passerby interrupted him and said, excuse me, sir, how do you expect an ordinary man like me to figure out the right way? There are thousands of beliefs in the world. Harry Ironside said, sir, thousands of beliefs? I only know of two. Said the man, there's Buddhism and Confucianism and Hinduism and Islam and all the isms of Christendom. What do you mean only two beliefs? Ironside said, sir, there are those who believe they can save themselves and those who believe they need a savior. All of the religions of the world basically tell you there's something you need to do to save yourself. But the message of Christianity is unique in this, that it proclaims to men and women a Savior. There are many people who say, well, the Bible is just another holy book. There are many like them, you know. Now, people who say that haven't done their homework. What God did for us so that we could authenticate the message of Jesus as he came into the world was, before ever he came, hundreds of years before he came, to paint a portrait in words that would exactly describe him when he did come. One prophet said, he was going to be betrayed. And you would assume that his betrayal would be done by his enemies. No, said another prophet. It would be his friend, his confidant. You would presume that if he was betrayed by the Jews, that he would be executed by stoning. That was the traditional form of execution by the Jews. Remember, they did it with Stephen. They tried to do it with Paul. No, says another prophet, they will pierce his hands and his feet. In fact, the description of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, written about 1,000 years before it happened, describes his crucifixion more than 700 years before crucifixion was invented. You would assume that if a man was to be sold for a price, according to Jewish law, a man would be sold for 50 pieces of silver. No, said the scripture. He will be sold for 30 pieces of silver. Now, isn't that an astounding fact? The very people who were trying to disprove his messiahship knew that scripture. And all they had to do to disqualify him from being the Messiah was pay 31 pieces of silver, and he wouldn't have been the Messiah. And they paid 30 pieces of silver and sealed the amount of money in the public record. Where would the Messiah be born? Where would he come from? Matthew quotes, first of all, that Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, Judah. So said Micah, chapter 5, verse 2, again, perhaps 750, 800 years before the Lord Jesus came, Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, Judah. You try to arrange the family you're born to. I suggest it would be a bit tough to do. You arrange the town you're born in. But you see, that's not the extent of it, because as I pointed out, it was those who did not want him to look like the Messiah who paid the 30 pieces of silver and who authenticated his messiahship by that. Christianity is the only belief system in the world that gives you evidence in history to authenticate its truthfulness. But there's more. Some people think that if they do good in certain situations, that they will get a credit with God to overcome the bad things they've done. Some people say, well, I think I'm a pretty good person. Listen, you don't even come up to your own standards, let alone God's. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, in other words, by seeking to live a good life and keep the Ten Commandments, live by the golden rule, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Everybody falls short of God's standard. No matter how wicked a sinner you are, no matter how good you think you are, God has made an offer to the human race. To those who find the way barred, because their own sin and failure has kept them from meeting God's standard, there is an alternative. It is the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all those who believe, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Christianity is the only belief system in the world that lets you be honest with God about your sin. You ask someone who's trying to get to heaven by the good works, how are you doing? Oh, not bad. Oh, really? Oh, doing pretty good. Doing my best. Well, you are. I've never met anybody who does their best, even by their own standards. God doesn't ask you to pretend you're okay. He wants you to be honest with him. Now listen carefully. And you may not believe me at first, but it's true. Christianity is the only belief system in the world that offers a savior. Islam doesn't offer a savior. Islam says save yourself. You count your beads. They have their beads too. 99 beads in the long chain. Every one of them the name of Allah. And not one of them the name of love. You do it yourself. It's a do-it-yourself religion. And all the religions of the world fall under the same category. You do it, and if you do it well enough, you'll get to heaven. And as long as you think you can save yourself, any religion will do. But when you find out you need a Savior, the list is very short. There's only one, and his name is Jesus. Now, save yourself is an absolutely ludicrous statement. If you're in a burning building, and you're screaming out the window, help, save me, and I'm walking by and I say, oh, save yourself. Listen, if you can save yourself, you don't need to be saved. You can't save yourself. There are former cannibals in Irian Jaya, in Papua New Guinea. They used to eat people like you for dinner. And they don't do that anymore. Their lives are changed. And if you ask them, they would tell you, it's because of Jesus, the Savior. There is only one Savior. And he saves from sin. Every other religion ultimately says that when you stand before God, you're desperately hoping that he's going to fudge a bit to let you into heaven. There's no religion, no follower of any religion that says, when I stand before God someday, I'm going to say to him, okay, God, here's your challenge. Put my life up on this side, put your law on that side, and I challenge you to find one thing wrong with my life. Is that what people are going to say? Oh, no. They're hoping against hope that somehow they're going to slip in, maybe in the top half percent, you know? Maybe they're going to get in if God won't be too careful at looking at their life. However, can I expect to get into heaven? Oh, says God, here's what we'll do. I'll account your debt to my son. He'll pay it in full. So God sets the standard. God hands over the bills. And then he pays it himself. Examine the evidence. Not only the evidence in the Bible, the evidence in your own heart that you're a sinner and you need a Savior. And you can't save yourself. And then read what the Bible has to say about the Lord Jesus, the Savior of sinners. He came to save you. And if you will, as the Bible declares, be honest with God about your sin. That's what the Bible calls repentance. And receive the Lord Jesus as the Savior of sinners. Say, oh God, I don't know why you'd want me. I'm damaged goods. But you said that whoever came to you, you would in no wise cast out. Take me now, save me now. You'd know what it meant to have joy and peace in believing.